This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Houston, this is the SS Salty Rocket. Are we clear for takeoff?
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The following program is a show intended for an adult audience. Our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're with Dean Beck on Hide and Seek.
That's right, you're on Hide and Seek. Special Radiothon show, 1300-JOIN-949 is the number to call to take out a membership. If we get more than $2,000 worth of memberships and donations, I'm getting my nipple pierced.
Are those phones ringing? We have joining us a very special guest. His name is Dr. Christopher Fox.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
He is the Dick Doctor.
The Dick Doctor, that's right.
PhD.
Yes.
PhD. Dick.
But we also have... PhD.
That's for Dick.
Yes.
Thank you, Dean. Move on. Please, Andrew, please.
And we also have on the line our very special... healthy bear, Dr. George Forgan-Smith, is with us. Hello, George.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, George.
Happy Radiothon.
Happy Radiothon.
Happy Radiothon indeed.
Indeed. We haven't got those phones ringing, and we would love them to be ringing because Andrew the Apprentice needs his bits pierced.
1300-JOIN-949.
Now, George, speaking of getting things put holes in things, you have had a six-hour session today.
I have. My little leg is all swollen and full of lovely, colourful ink. As I'm slowly filling in my leg with a massive tattoo.
6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, today was a hard one because I didn't get the best night's sleep last night, and that really lowers the pain threshold big time.
Right.
So why? Lower leg or upper leg?
It's my thigh.
So short. Shorts. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so hang on definitely. A minute. Why does lack of sleep lower pain threshold?
Well, because pain it actually happens at the level of the brain. Basically, when my leg was being pierced, electrical signals are being sent up to the brain, but there's a number of different processes that happen that make us appreciate pain. That's why hypnotism can sometimes be used for general anaesthetics. So if you're tired, if you're irritable, if you're grumpy, your perception of pain is going to be a lot more acute, which makes it much harder.
Right. So
when
I'm getting my nipple pierced, because when we reach $2,000 by the end of the show in an hour's time, I need to have a really good night's sleep the night before.
I would recommend a good night's sleep. The other thing is eat lots of different coloured vegetables for 2 or 3 days before you go. And things like vitamin C, zinc, and a little bit of vitamin E and D are fantastic for skin healing.
So, Dr. George, what do the rainbow vegetables do for us?
Well, the thing is if you're eating lots of different colours, lots of different vegetables and stuff on the plate, it just helps ensure that you are getting a variety of vegetables and minerals and vitamins that you will find in these sort of foods.
Because red ones have got their own sort of little family of vitamins and amino acids, and the orange ones have got their own little family of things, and the green ones have got their family of things. Am I right?
Absolutely. They're all...
So here I'm up with it.
Many colours of the golden rainbow.
Christopher Fox isn't quite sold on it.
So how does this help with pain, though?
Now, it helps with healing.
No, it's about healing.
Okay. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Right. It's like pain.
Now, Christopher Fox, you're a bit of an expert on piercings, I believe.
Yes, I have one.
What would you like to inform Andrew the Apprentice?
Andrew, I really would have gone with penis piercing. It's a lot less pain than you think.
I hear this.
Come here, let me show you what you're going to
do.
No.
Not yet.
The penis heals very fast.
The penis heals fast?
Yep.
Very fast.
Why is that? Different tissue.
And because you're bathing it in sterile fluid 3, 4, 5 times a day.
You're right.
You're on sterile.
Oh, my God.
My penis piercing healed a lot quicker than my nipple piercing ever did.
Wow. So, really, we should be pissing on our tits.
Nipples are some of the hardest piercings to heal, I have to say.
Oh, great.
You've got to baby them along.
Okay, well, to find out how badly it goes, call 1-300-JOY-949 now.
Sign up and become a member of this fine station.
Now, Chris, what have you been up to in the last little while?
What have I been up to? I've been up to Sydney teaching the next batch of sex therapists that are about to come through in the next couple of years.
Very exciting.
It was slightly exciting. It's Sydney. It's not that exciting. There's a reason why I live in Melbourne. And I'm stuck in Parramatta.
Oh, it's not that exciting at all.
Not that exciting at all.
No.
So, I've been to Sydney teaching for the last week.
Fantastic.
Yeah, nothing overly exciting. Yeah.
Other than getting your colour done, George, what have you been up to?
I've been working on a series of videos to help people heal their tattoos rapidly.
And here's a picture.
Between that and sort of seeing 30 patients a day, I've been flat out.
And are you all prepped for your regal duties this coming weekend at Southern Hibernation?
Oh, it's the weekend after. So
weekend after?
I'm very excited. We've actually put together a whole production numbers. There's dancing, there's singing, and I think people will be pleasantly surprised.
Do you have an iron throne that you're on?
Oh, look, I will rule with an iron fist, but I've heard that some people like that, so I might have to take it off.
A good firm fist is fun.
I'm not the expert. I'm going to defer to Dean on that.
Thank you very
much. Now, Chris, why does joy matter to our community?
Why does joy matter to our community? Joy matters because it gives us a voice. Joy, you know, it gives the community a voice. And, you know, Hide and Seek itself, I think, is a vital show for the community. I have discovered that we actually have listeners in Vienna.
Yes. We have
listeners in Vienna. Don't ask me how I know this. I may have been chatting through an app or something, but...
Well, to our Viennese, we would like you to sign up and become a member, and you can do that online.
You can do that online if you're anywhere in the world. joy.org.au is the web address. George, what about you? Why is joy important?
You know what? When I'm driving, the last thing I want to listen to is dreary chicks and guys with their heterosexual crazy banter. Sometimes it's nice to just have some fun gay banter when you're driving.
some bit of campery.
Absolutely. But it also gives people a connection to the community and an ability to, you know, keep up to date with what's happening in the gay community. And this is, shows like this are fantastic because, you know, that you've got a number of experts who are able to keep people up to date with moving trends.
And we do extend a massive thanks to both of you, Chris, and to you, George, for joining us very regularly, once a month, about.
Indeed.
And on Hide and Seek. And we encourage all fans of George and Chris to call 1-300-JOY-949 and stop the very hot boys in the phone room playing with paper aeroplanes.
Chris will stick with us. Dr. Yes. George, the Healthy Bear, thank you very much for joining us on this special occasion.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, hey there. This is Reese Nicholson. And look, I'll be honest. I've always been more of a taker than a giver. But you don't have to be the same. You can be a giver. You can be a giver by becoming a member during the 2013 Radiothon. You can call 1-300-JOY-949 and sign up to Joy 94.9 today. Oh.
That's right. Join now. 1-300-JOY-949. Andrew the Apprentice and Dean Beck here. We want your money because Joy 94.9...
We don't want your money.
Joy 94.9 wants your money.
Thank you.
Because we are...
Ever mentioned the big blue thing.
No, the big blue car.
Yeah.
The big blue car. Yeah. Suzuki Swift, valued at $21,000.
It's a little blue car.
Well, it's a big blue car.
It's a gorgeous blue car.
It's a gorgeous blue car.
It's a blue car. Size doesn't matter, boys.
Now, speaking of size, Dr. George has offered a 10x8.
Yes.
Of?
A blow-up.
A blow-up.
Of
a blow-up 10.8.
Of his new tat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, so if we get $2,000, Andrew will get his tit pierced, and George will offer a 10x8 of his new tat.
That's right. 1-300-JOY-949.
George, can we get it after the pussy discharge is finished, please? Thank you.
Big thank you to Sam from Travancore, who's renewed his full membership.
Thank you, Sam.
And also a business membership from the Sex Life Therapy Group.
Get out of here.
Well, yes. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Christopher Fox.
That's not a problem.
Now, when you're training these victims, the young therapists.
Sex therapists.
What do you do to get them on board? Because, you know, if they've got homophobic leanings or if they've got, you know, how do you slap that out of them?
Yeah, well, I slap it out of them, believe me. We do a lovely session with them specifically around gender and sexuality, where it actually gets slapped out of them for 3 hours. They sit in a room where if they are heterosexual, they're berated for being heterosexual, breathing heterosexual, and then they come out of going, oh, is that what it's like for you? Unfortunately, this year...
Do you attack them?
I don't attack them. I do it quite regularly when I do any sort of lecture around sexuality. I make it very clear that this is a queer space, and if you're not queer, you are the one that has the issue. It's not me. And so if people are reacting to the content I'm giving, I simply put it back on them in similar ways that issues are placed on us. The heterosexual questionnaire, I think, captures it really quite well. And I use those questions like, when did you first tell your parents you were straight? Or that sort. It's a fun thing that's been around for a number of years. It's taking those ideas and turning them on the head for the students, because predominantly we have straight students, straight people.
Yeah, okay. So how do they react to that?
Most students cope with it. Most students get it. Remembering we're dealing with postgrads here, so they're adults. They've been around the world a bit.
And they've chosen to do this as well.
And they've chosen to do this. We've only ever had one problem. And look, by the end of the week, the student had come around and realised that maybe some of her comments were a little inappropriate to other members in the class.
And how often do you do those courses?
We run them every year. The University of Sydney, we run the course every year. We provide a number of subjects for students to choose from.
Now, we have a very special guest joining
us. We do.
Who was joining us...
About 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Indeed. Andrew, welcome back. Andrew Eklund joins us.
Thank you very much.
Now, this show and this station has been very special to you. Can you tell us why?
I'm a trans man, as in when you last interviewed me, that came out. And it's been very instrumental. Joy has been instrumental in my actual transition. I remember channel surfing in the car as I was driving down to Geelong one day and found Joy. And on subsequent listenings, found the first contact that I ever had to put me in the right direction to transition on an ad.
You were describing how that day you heard one of the announcements for I think it was Seahorse.
Yeah, it was actually, which turned out to be sort of not the right area for me. But in doing that one phone call to them, they then gave me the right contact for me. So it was amazing.
And so, I mean, I think your story is I've just found very powerful in the last few weeks. When I've been thinking about this station leading up to Radiothon, because it's what we're here for.
Yeah, well, that's right. And funnily enough, part of the after I'd done that, Joy was very significant to me. But I also have a gay son. We didn't talk about this.
You didn't tell us that.
No, I didn't. There's always more to my story. I've got a gay son. So I kept listening absolutely religiously to Joy, because often as a parent you care more about them than yourself.
Yeah.
And he was about 14, 15 at the time, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, what can I do for him? What can I do? And found out about mine at through the ads on Joy as well.
This is amazing.
Well, there you go. See, Joy has been a very special part of your life, hasn't it?
It certainly has, yeah.
So no doubt you would encourage listeners to become members and support the good work of the station.
Absolutely, as I have already done myself. I've renewed mine.
Well done.
Well done. Thank you very much.
That's it.
And you know, then this is why we're here, just to provide a voice to people, and also to allow people to learn more about their own communities.
To hear those stories, and Andrew, to hear your story moved The Apprentice and I quite greatly, and it's a story that often we don't get to tell. because a lot of people aren't prepared to share those stories.
Well, that's right.
For understandable reasons.
Mm. Yeah.
But when we do get to share them, they are very, very special and we all get to learn.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, Andrew, of course, we had you on a couple of weeks ago to talk about the FTM shed that you're starting up.
Yes, indeed.
And you and your mates.
Yes.
And tell us about that again.
Yes, the FTM shed is a support group for trans men and masculine-identifying individuals, as we are. And it's a support space for us. We're aaming to get ourselves together in face-to-face, in meeting in a room. Rather, there's a lot of online sort of things, but the idea here is that we actually meet each other. As I mentioned to you, when I first transitioned, I actually had not met another person who had done so, male or female. So to me, it's really important to get people together, and in that way we can share our stories with each other and our experience. So if someone's coming new into it or got questions, we've all got questions as we go through, and it's nice to know someone who's actually just walked that road before you.
Indeed. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us tonight and for encouraging our listeners to be a part of this Radiothon 2013.
No problem at all.
Now, what's the email address again?
It's the ftmshed@gmail.com.
And the 23rd of June is the first meeting.
Yeah, we are indeed having a meeting on that Sunday.
All the best for the meeting.
Thank you very much.
That's Andrew from FTM Shed joining us to encourage you to become a member. 1300-JOIN-949 is the number.
And a big thank you to my little friend Spencer, who's become a JOIN member.
Oh, more furry things.
Yes.
You're listening to The Apprentice and myself, Dean Beck. This is Hide and Seek on JOIN 94.9. Dr. Christopher Fox, thank you very much for joining us on this Radiothon.
It's been congratulations, guys.
Big thank you to also becoming a new business membership.
Not a problem.
I think it's about time you did.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'm dying to hear Andrew have
screaming.
His little piece.
Look, you want to hear him scream. Where are we on the tally?
I better do maths. Go to his track and we'll come back and do
some
maths.
And we've got a big surprise for literally.
Literally
a big
massive,
surprise
massive
for you
surprise.
Right after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Nath Valvo.
And I'm Reese Nicholson.
Reese Nicholson, speak properly, because this is a very serious message that we have to tell them.
Are you talking about the 2013 Radiothon?
Oh, my God. I am talking about the 2013 JOIN 94.9 Radiothon, Reese Nicholson. What are you going to do on that phone right now?
I'm gonna call a sex line. But then, straight after that, I'm going to call 1-300-JOIN-949. And I'm going to pledge, like, all my money, which is, like, $3.
Do you have a family? Because for $96, you can pledge your whole family, Reese. Do you have a family? Are you
aware of that? There was a fire. I'm not allowed to talk about
it. How old are you? Because if you're are you a concession yet? Because that's only $36.
Mentally, I'm 6.
Are you a full age person yet? What is a full age person?
I am legal.
Well, that's $72. $72 if you're legal. Are you a business, Reese? Is prostitution a business?
I do have a good mouth.
Well, that's going to host. That's going to cost you $165, Reese.
That's a good price.
That's normally 3 hours worth.
Thanks.
JOIN 94.9 Radiothon. give,
and
give.
Take.
That's it. Keep giving.
Oh.
That's right, 1-300-JOIN-949. Join now. If we get more than $2,000 worth of membership and donations, I'm going to get my nipple pierced. I'm looking.
How's it going? Well, what's the tally there?
$1,069 at the moment.
Jeez,
we've only got 30 minutes to go.
Oh, I don't tell you what.
I know. I might be safe.
You might be safe. It is our great pleasure to welcome a man who for about 18 months has been with us, but we've never had him in the studio.
Exactly. It's
he
very
is our
special.
Compassionate counsellor, Stu Fenton. He has appeared from nowhere.
Out of this sky.
Welcome.
Out of the sky.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. It's good to see you after all these years. It's been bloody.
We keep on talking to
a decade that I've
talking
last
to
saw
each other, you know, every month, and it's quite weird.
Yes.
How do you find it on the phone? Because it can be a bit tricky sometimes.
Is this what you imagined, by the way?
I guess it is, yeah. It's actually, it's a lot more full-on than I imagined. When I saw it, I thought it would just be you two up here in a little
in
black
a box.
Room.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was just people everywhere and balloons and cake and everything. Is it like this all the time?
No.
I mean, we do have a group of hot men out there manning some phones, but unfortunately it's not normally like that. But, you know, a bit of eye candy every now and then is pretty good.
Speaking of hot men, we have on the line Jason Ball. He joins us. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How's
it going? Jason, you've been at footy training this evening. What's going on there? You captained the team last week and won.
Yeah, that's right. Looking forward to playing Alexandra this weekend. We had a loss to them in the first round of the season, so hopefully we can get that one back.
Uh-huh. Are you impressed, Andrew, that I know that Jason captained the team last weekend?
Yeah, very well done. Yeah. Is it the first time you've ever followed sport?
Fuck off. No, Jason played very well.
Okay.
I think.
Were you best on ground again?
No comment. It was actually my 100th game. I was a bit disappointed that the boys didn't have a rainbow banner for me to run
Look at you.
It's country footy, you know, limited resources.
Now, you have had a relationship with Joy for quite some time, well, since your big outing, at least. What has it meant to you and your relationship with the station?
Well, it's meant a lot. I mean, I guess, you know, this is a really great opportunity for me to thank Joy, I guess, for the support that they've given me over the past year with this campaign with the AFL. It's been, I guess, really helpful as well to have presenters at Joy like yourself, Dean, who are out there, you know, asking the tough questions of Demetrio and the leadership of the AFL.
And you sometimes.
Joy, on behalf of the gay community. That's incredibly valuable, I think. The partnership between Joy FM and the AFL is something really special, and I'm looking forward to seeing more outside broadcasts from Joy at the footy. And I think, I mean, for me, the great thing about Joy is it's such a good example of the diversity that exists within the gay community. I mean, the fact that you have so many different presenters from all walks of life, so many different shows and shows about sport and Aussie rules footy, no less.
And, I mean, sport is getting a greater visibility amongst our community, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at Midsummer this year, sport was a big part of that, and hopefully next year we'll see that grow. And obviously one project that I'm a part of is the Rainbow Cup, which will hopefully be a project, an exhibition match to encourage participation from the gay and lesbian community in the game. I think, you know, of all of the sporting codes, Aussie rules is the least welcoming, apparently, in terms of the perception that the game has when it comes to inclusion and participation from the gay community. So that's something that obviously I think needs to change, because it's a great game, and you know, we just need to work on creating an environment that's welcoming and accepting for everyone.
Now, Stu, you're one of the Sydney convicts. You love your rugby, but your background's more AFL. What does sport mean to you?
Well, I think for me, because I'm a recovering addict as well, I just, after a period of time doing that, I really wanted to break out of that environment and get involved with a different part of the gay scene.
Not connected directly or indirectly to drugs, I guess.
Well, exactly, right. And that's why I sought out to play a sport, and fortunately I discovered rugby union. And, you know, I just loved it, because there were a lot of the things I was learning in my life that rugby taught me, things like, you know, to be able to play the game, you've got to know the rules, and you've also got to develop skills and you know, hone your skills. And I found that that equated really well to living life, and also with my counselling, being able to apply it to how people can live their lives as well. But it also did a lot for me in terms of self-esteem. Like, you know, I sort of went to a fairly a school where I got teased a lot about my sporting ability, with football particularly. And, you know, being part of a gay rugby team, you know, where none of that was an issue anymore, I felt really supported and encouraged, and, you know, to the point where I got to play overseas five times.
And, of course, if you are a sporting fan, make sure you get in contact with us, 1300 JOY 949.
Now, we should let you go, Jason, but want to thank you very much for encouraging our listeners to become a member of this fine station and the reasons why. And no doubt we'll be speaking very soon.
Absolutely. I'm keen to hear, is the piercing going to be happening live on air?
It is.
Apparently.
It is. So, and it's going to be videoed.
Yes, so make sure.
Fantastic. Great incentive, guys. Great incentive.
You should do a quick call around to all your teammates there.
We might get you to ring back and renew your membership, Jason Ball.
Absolutely. Dean, it would be my absolute pleasure to renew on one of your many shows on JFM.
Well, call back now on 1300 JOY 949.
That's Jason Ball joining us. Stu Fenton is with us. When we come back, we will be speaking with none other than James Findlay. This is Hide and Seek.
And a big thank you to Ben from Coburg, who has taken out a full membership. And he's also taken out two memberships, because he forgot last year. So he's taken out two this year. He forgot to renew last year, so he's paid two. He's paid twice this year.
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course, he can.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. It's hide and seek and joy.
Call now.
Hello, everybody. This is Nath Valvo, your favourite gay comedian that once got fired from Joy 94.9 for not being good enough. But that's okay, because you know what is here? A lot of good people. Very, very good people. And they need to be here every single day of every minute of the year. And for them to be here, you need to give them cash. So right now, you call 1-300-JOY-949. One more time! 1-300-JOY-949 and give so that they may grow in their pants.
That's right, join 94.9's Radiothon. Give so...
They may grow in their pants.
Yes.
Now, one man who knows Nath Valvo very, very well is his former co-host, James Finlay, who joins us all the way from Hamburg.
Hello, James.
Guten Abend. How are you all?
Guten Abend.
Very good.
Begets.
It is big Radiothon show. If we get... Now, you never did this, James, but if we get $2,000 worth of membership and donations, I'm getting my nipple pierced.
Are you serious?
Yep.
How much farther do we have to go?
We're only halfway. We've only got 20 minutes to go, so I think I'm safe.
Oh, well, I'll give Dean my credit card details.
We also have the Compassionate Counsel, Stu Fenton, here as well.
In the studio for a very special event.
Kevin, am I itching because of the dogs that you touch all day? My neck's all itchy. Now, the phone room is not ringing, and not ringing enough for Andrew to be punctured.
No.
But we do have a very special guest with Stu.
Yes, Stu, describe your guest with you.
He's short and hairy.
This is my companion, Gody. He's a bear from New York City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he came back with me 3 years ago.
It's a gorgeous teddy bear.
You take Gody everywhere?
Pretty much. He's done about 5 world trips with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
Big, or are we talking about, are we talking about a real bear?
Well, he's stuffed.
A gay bear?
He's stuffed.
Is it a teddy bear? Is it stuffed?
Yeah, it's a teddy bear.
Oh, I guess, is it stuffed? Is it really specific?
He's pretty cute for something.
He's very cute. You
know, he's not totally stuffed.
So, James, what have you been... You were in Turkey recently.
I was in Turkey just over 2 weeks ago. Oh, just over a week ago, actually.
And were you there for the riots?
No, it was right before the riots had started.
There
was still riot police everywhere. Yeah, if you'd been listening to Joy over the past day, actually, today...
James did
a very in-depth interview.
Yeah, well, I was busy doing other stuff.
James was a correspondent for my other show called On the Line, Andrew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Thursdays at midday, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'll have to listen to that. So, of course, I mean, and it's very good that you're overseas doing this, because we do bring joy to the world. It is the theme of our Radiothon.
Now, James, you've been a member of this station for many years. You're a presenter of this station for many years, indeed, with Nath Valvo till you got him sacked. So what would you like to say to our listeners?
My God, get me in trouble.
It was the best thing that could have happened to his career.
It was the best thing that happened for his career. He'll thank me down the line.
1 year.
He'd have to speak to you first. But anyway.
He had to speak to me. That's true. Where were we?
The importance of joy.
Some people should donate.
That's right.
The importance of joy. I really can't really help Joy enough. Of course, I was at another station before I was at Joy, and was poached by Stephen Hahn. That was quite a while ago. And I think that was one of the best things that happened to me as well, because...
Look where you landed.
Yeah, you could be the tour guide.
Well, you could end up anywhere, that's right. No, tour guiding behind me now.
But you landed in my lap.
I did, thanks to Leanie. She's still around, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Can you remember that scene, Leanie putting us together?
I can remember that. When I have learnt much of my craft of radio thanks to James Finlay, I have to say. So I owe you a lot, mister.
I owe you a lot.
Yes, but you can pay me that in other ways. Now, James, what would you like to say to our listeners who can win a Suzuki Swift?
Oh, my God. Well, if you don't have a car, this is the perfect way. Or even if you're short on cash, you can win the car and then sell it off.
That's right.
It matters what you do with that. So, yeah, this could be the best, what is it, $60 that you can invest in?
$72 for a full membership, $96 for a family membership. So, yeah,
oh,
72.
Since I was there. Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's actually a thing called inflation. I'm sure when you return one day, whenever that is, and you come back to Joy, I'm sure you'll be welcome with big arms, as all of our community is.
Yeah, thank you. I am coming back, actually. Ooh. I'll be in Melbourne at the end of the year. So you can start counting down, crossing off the days on the calendar if you want.
Didn't you just have a birthday recently?
I did. It was my birthday last week. And, Dean, you forgot.
I think I think we had that conversation.
Did we?
Yeah, I think I wished you a happy birthday before it.
You did. That's right.
And James, you know it's Dean's birthday on
Sunday.
Yeah.
James, how old have you just turned?
26.
Oh wow! Ooh. God, I've known you for that long. All right, we better go. Yeah, yeah. And as this song says, shut up. So, but I want to thank you.
If anyone still hasn't signed up, good luck with the nipple piercing.
Yes,
my dad actually pierced his own nipple when our family went away on holiday, and we got back, and he'd just recently. Yeah, no. This was a few years ago. He got drunk and then decided that piercing a nipple would be a great thing to do. I think it was his quarter life. It was his midlife crisis.
Okay.
He said that it hurt a bit, but just get out the ice and you'll be fine.
Rightio. Well, we've still got a fair bit to go before we get to that point. We've only got 13 minutes to go and we need about $1,000.
Time for us to say goodbye to you, mister. Goodbye. Love you very much. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Call 1300JOY949 to get that happening. And yes, we need a couple of big donations, I reckon.
And we'll have big Stu Fenton to help bring us home through to the top of the hour. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
Joy to the World Radiothon 2013. Call 1300JOY949 now. I said now.
Now.
And started dialing now.
Now.
1300JOY949. We still need about $1,000 to get my nipple pierced. We've got 9 minutes to go.
$1,000 in 9 minutes.
Yes.
You're an idiot. Stu Fenton, how do you deal with it? No. how's your business going? How's your counselling going? You've been doing a bit of travelling with it and stuff?
Yeah, no, it's been going really well. I think there's a big need out there in the community for this sort of thing. And, you know, like I work full-time in a rehab, but I spend time after work and on Saturdays working with clients. And, you know, I think there is... my practice is the biggest, the fullest it's ever been, which is a quality problem because it's... You know, it's great for me, but it also, you know, on a daily basis reminds me, you know, that there's a bit of pain and suffering out there.
Is that because of clients, particularly in your case, any gay and lesbian clients you've got, is it because they have a lack of community or lack of a sense of identity?
Oh, you know what? That's a huge question, and it's interesting that you ask it because I was sitting with my supervisor last night. She wants me to run a workshop for therapists to help them understand how to work with gay clients better, and we were nutting out what we thought the issues were, and one of the ones she came up with that I thought was so important was that we had this generation of people above us that, you know, got wiped out by AIDS.
Yep.
And, you know, like, even if we'd had role models, you know, there to show us the way, they were wiped out anyway. So, and I think, you know, because there's been such a history of homophobia and degrading of gay people, like, through time, I think it's been very hard for us to establish ourselves it's definitely happening and, you know, like things like this radio station and Mardi Gras and all those sort of things have sort of given us some space or at least, you know, pushed away those homophobic aspects of society and given us a space to try and develop an identity. But I think it's one of the things that we're struggling with, and the clients that I have to deal with, I think, are the ones that are trying to define, you get a sense of their definition, you know, and initially I think that begins with a lot of drug taking and dance parties and whatever. But what I find most interesting is a lot of the clients I work with are sort of in their late 30s, early 40s, and they've sort of, a lot of them have come through that, and they want to find purpose and meaning and work out what that is. And I kind of love working with that issue.
And that's why in Melbourne, at least, and now across the world, Joy 94.9 is so important to help our communities, our community members to...
purpose and meaning, Andrew.
Purpose and meaning.
Yeah, work it out.
Help who they are.
You got it?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm just asking.
So call 1300-JOY-949, make a donation, sign up as a member, $72 for a full membership, and we're almost done.
We are almost done. How special is it to have Stu Fenton in the bloody studio for the first time ever, ever,
exactly.
Ever. And we've had another membership come through.
Yes,
thank you very
that's
much.
That's right. And a big thank you to Connor from Brunswick West, who's taken a concession membership and saying hi to Dean and thanks for last week. With
my Connor.
With Jean.
Well, not my Connor, but... Connor Taylor. Hello, Connor. Thank you very much. Yeah, we had a very, very special week with Bishop Jean Robinson. Thank you very much for coming, becoming a member of Joy 94.9.
And do you want to go to a couple of announcements and come back quickly?
We should go to a couple of announcements and then come back to say goodbye. Thank you, Andrew, for running the show. Dean Beck, Andrew the Apprentice, Stu Fenton is with us just for a few more minutes. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Catherine Devaney. I know you've just got to run off and masturbate, but before you do, you're listening to Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice on Joy 94.9.
That's right, you're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. It's time for us to wrap up, Dean.
It is time for us to say...
Dr. Brian Ironwood here, man therapist. Men do lots of things with their ears. They listen to sport.
Still going, broke down at the 50!
Their partners.
Are you listening to me?
But the one thing they don't use their ears for is listening to their inner voice. The one that knows something's not right in their life. The one that talks to them about deep-fried inner feelings rather than deep-fried pork chops. That's why I created mantherapy.org.au, a place for men to deal with manly issues in a manly way. So men, go to mantherapy.org.au
and sort your shit out.
Now, it's the end of our radiothon. A big thank you to all of our members, all of our listeners who became members during radiothon. And unless, I think it's Mark out there on the phone at the moment, it's got about a $900 membership, I think I'm safe.
You are unpierced.
Oh, no.
Unpierced. You're non-holy.
I'm non-holy. And so you still have got a couple of minutes to ring 1300-JOY-949.
But to all of those who have become members of the 2013 Radiothon, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And, you know, again, of course, it's a bit of fun for us to do the old... piercing thing, but it doesn't matter, and we just do.
You'll do it anyway,
probably. All our members are very, very much appreciated.
Now, don't forget, you can still sign up and become a member, even if we're not here. 1300-JOY-949 is the number. Stu Fenton, thank you very, very much for joining us, and thank you for bringing your teddy bear in.
I know,
it's very cute.
Great surprise for you to come in. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much for having me here.
And we can now picture each other over the airways.
All right, coming up next, I've got no idea.
James Newbury is doing something. I think he was doing Gay Heroes last
week.
Hold on
to
your hats,
everybody.
The same this week, I think. So you can continue to ring 1300-JOY-949 or, of course, right through the night, check out Joy online, joy.org.au.
You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air.
You can go to the Hide and Seek page at joy.org.au and find all of the rest of our social media links.
And you can find Stu Fenton at
stufenton.com.au.
Till next time, keep well.
Bye for now.
Hide and Seek.
Join us for a little hide and seek as we explore sex, sexuality, and self.
Ooh, that's hot.
Sponsored by The Lead Hotel, where real men play and stay 7 days a week. LeadHotel.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.